Hi there, everyone. I'm Carrie Perry.
And I'm Flora Pastorero.
Hey, you be you, girl.
I think I will be. This is Chick to Chick.
All right, so many women, they are worried about their bodies, what they look like. Is it because they're looking at a magazine or they see something online? All I know is that constantly women are checking themselves. They want to know what they look like. They're worried.
Well, wait a minute here. Isn't that society that's doing this to us?
Yeah.
What do we see all the time in magazines and ads and everything? Everything's photoshopped.
Yeah.
You're photoshopped. Like, they make your waist look this big, and all of a sudden, you know, a 60-year-old woman has no wrinkles.
And I know.
The hair's perfect. Everything's perfect. So what we see is this image of perfection. But yeah. In reality, it's not reality.
No, it's not reality. And okay, look, I know that people want to look their best. I get that. You want to show the best face, have a great body, but if you're doing it in a way that is not constructive to yourself, so it's mentally kind of breaking you down, then what is the point? This body image thing, and it's starting with young kids.
Yep.
I have all girls. Some have been affected by it, others haven't, but what is troublesome to me is that it is starting in they're talking about it at such a young age. Oh, my legs are too this, or my arms are too that. Are you kidding me?
Or my butt looks too big in this.
Right.
You hear it all the time. I do think, though, the pendulum is starting to swing the other way. Those stick thin models.
Right.
That's not so much hip anymore. And I was in Target recently, and I was actually very happy mm-hmm. at what I saw.
Yeah.
I saw, as soon as I walked into Target, there were mannequins there with bathing suits on. And that mannequin was not a size zero anymore. It was a fuller
right.
figure woman.
Right.
The mannequin of a fuller figure woman. And then there was a poster of a young lady in a two-piece bathing mm-hmm. suit, and she was not stick thin either.
Right.
You
right.
know, she just looked like a normal girl. And I thought, wow, way to go. That's great. And
yeah.
you're seeing that too more and more, I think, in commercials, that you're seeing all
yeah.
different sizes of women, because women come in all shapes and sizes.
Absolutely.
And it's all beautiful.
We're all different. Okay, I want to talk a little quickly, because I have a young daughter, right? And here's the opposite side of it. So many times kids are teased because they're fat,
yep.
right?
Yep.
And not many are going to call you out and go, oh, you're fat, because that sounds awful. Like, why would you say that? So there's going to be chatter behind the scenes. But do you know how many times my very thin daughter is picked at, not picked on, I'm not saying she's bullied, but picked at because she has skinny arms or skinny legs. She's little, so it's skinny. I can relate to this because I was skinny mini when I was growing up. But here's the thing, Flora. I don't think that people appreciate that on the flip side. We're not just talking about what you look like as a bigger woman, that
yeah.
that's the negative, oh, she's fat, or a bigger boned woman, or
right.
however you say it. You have to look on the other side. That body image thing goes the other direction. So I'm wondering, what are we doing and saying now to our kids as a collective? Because look, I just talked about my youngest, who's really thin, and
mm-hmm.
It's still getting pointed out to her.
Well, she doesn't have any control over that.
No.
She eats like a horse.
Right.
It's just her body.
Right.
So it doesn't matter, and
but,
it should be okay.
Right, but here we are in a place where we're constantly looking at it. Takes me back to what you said earlier. It's the images of, and now it's not necessarily, you know, magazines, but it's anything these kids are watching, whether it's like apps they're pulling up, the perfect Snapchat, you know, look, like you look like you're a thin mint or whatever it is. But there's something going on where we are constantly checking ourselves in some fashion as to how we look. It's ridiculous. Don't you think it's like an energy sucker?
Yeah, it is. It is. And you know, sometimes too, when you look on social media and you'll mm-hmm. see a picture of somebody and you're like, they don't look like that. That's not, it's like there's so much photoshopping going on, and all it actually distorts what they actually look
yeah.
like. And I'm yeah. like, wait a minute. I know that person. They don't look anything like that.
Right, right.
They completely change. And I don't get it.
I don't either. So here's what's funny about you and I today is we're sitting here. Not only are we in shorts, because we can be, and it's warm out, hot out, but we've got our sleeveless shirts on. So here's what I'm telling you.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Listen, if it's hot out, it is warm out, or I don't even care what it is out, if you want to wear a sleeveless, you wear sleeveless. Girl, do what you want to do.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. Why are we covering stuff up that we think might not look great for someone else? What is going on?
You know what? What did you say? You do you?
Yeah, you be you, girl.
You be you. Whatever works for you,
yeah.
Do it. You know, if you're not happy about something, that's okay, but don't do it for somebody else. Don't do it for other people. And if you feel comfortable wearing a sleeveless dress, wear a sleeveless dress. If you're comfortable wearing a sleeveless top, what does it matter? Really, what does it matter?
It really shouldn't matter. So, you know, I've said I have girls, so I deal with different, you know, body things going on. I mean, you have a son. Do you think boys think this way?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, they do. Absolutely do.
Okay.
And it's interesting that you brought that up, because my son recently said to me, you know what? You girls have it so easy. And I was like,
what?
What do you mean we have it so easy? He goes, yeah, you know, if you just want to lose some weight or whatever, you know, you go out and exercise and cut back on what you're eating, and, you know, you can slim down pretty quickly, and, you know, it's okay. But guys, we have it really, really tough, because the perfect male body is chiseled.
Oh, they got to do a lot more work.
And the perfect male body, they're buff. You know, they've got muscles in their arms. They've got thick legs. And he goes, that's not so easy to achieve. He said, we have to really work at it.
Yeah.
You got to go to the gym. You got to work out hard, because that perfect male image, that perfect male body is so chiseled, and it takes so hard. And he goes, the perfect female body, you don't have to work that hard. And, you know, when he first made the comment, I was like, what are you talking about? We have it easy. But after he described it that way,
makes sense.
He has a point, because he's always going to the gym.
Yeah.
He's totally into fitness. He wants to be healthy, but he's right. Like, that is the perfect male body, that chiseled, sculpted, six-pack abs, big, what I call Popeye arms.
I saw those at Target, too, in the pictures, let's be honest. So... So that raises another point then. Along that whole body image thing, so talking about what Sean's talking about, so I bet it's harder for him to sit down and order a salad with chicken on it than it is for a woman. If you're both sitting down there ordering that, do you think people are like, what are you trying to do, lose some weight? Like, I wonder if there's a stigma attached to that, because you can go in the gym and work out, but then isn't the expectation that you can still pound down a burger?
Well,
I mean, he can probably.
We're dealing with a picky eater here. Okay. This boy of mine eats chicken, French fries, pizza, and salad, and that's about it. So he's never really had he doesn't really care about that. He doesn't eat meat. He doesn't eat red meat. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with him, but he's just really, really, really picky.
Yeah.
He just has such a limited diet, but he will eat a salad with chicken on it, and he doesn't.
Doesn't think anything.
He doesn't think anything about it.
Yeah.
But
you're right.
You're absolutely right, because you will see a guy. One guy's ordering this big steak, and the other guy's ordering a chicken Caesar salad or whatever. And the guy's like, "Dude,
what's going on with you?
Dude, what's up with that?
Yeah.
Like, why aren't you ordering steak?"
Yeah.
He doesn't care about that. He is a picky eater, though.
Well, that's different. But it's just interesting when you think about body image. I think we still don't take into account how men think and feel. We really do think a lot about women and girls, and we hyper focus on that.
But guys have issues with it too.
Yeah,
they absolutely do.
So, you know, what do we do? What do you think? Here, you and I are. We're going to play armchair therapist here, because we can. And so, I personally think that you got to look at yourself in the mirror. You have to be happy with what you have between your ears, right?
Yep.
And you got to think healthy thoughts, and you got to think well about yourself, and you got to think about goals, what you want to do, and who you want to be as a person. And I feel like anybody who has that and walks out the door, they're exuding beauty in some manner. I try to do that with my girls. There's my therapy.
That was
therapy
good.
Thought.
That was good. I think, though, sometimes it's hard. I think you might look in the mirror and you go, you know what? I look good today. But again, you go out in public and you're bombarded with all of these images of what beauty is and, you know, all of this perfection. And it's, I think it's hard. I think it's really hard to quote unquote love yourself sometimes when we see all of this. Again, as I mentioned, I do think that there is a change going on out there. I think there's a bit of a backlash. I think that women are saying, you know what, zero size two, whatever. Most women are not a zero. Most women are not a size two. Right. And I think that a lot of the retailers out there are getting listening the message. Mm-hmm. They're listening. They're getting the message. You see these ads on television. Fuller figure women are in there.
Yeah.
So it is starting to change. But yeah, it's a struggle. It's really a struggle. And how do you teach youngsters? How do you teach teenagers to just love yourself? Be happy with who you are. Yeah. Make the best of what you have. And just be happy.
One of the things I don't do as much anymore is to say, oh, you look so pretty, or you look so this, is one of the first things that I'll say. I'm trying to be really smart about pointing out other things first, because it's kind of like the go-to, oh, you look so cute, oh, you look so pretty. Trying really hard to not do that with my girls.
Yep.
But, you know, I think we're always in a learning curve. Heck, I still am. I'm not terribly worried about what I look like, but I know that I do try to get those thoughts to jump out of my head and be happy for who I am and what I am, and less of what I look like.
You know, it's hard though. We're visual.
Yes.
We're very, very visual. We see first and we hear second, so it's only natural to go, oh, you look so nice today.
Yeah.
Oh, you look great. And I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
But looking nice and looking great comes in all shapes and sizes.
It so does. It
there
absolutely
isn't a
does.
One size fits all. And I mean, be honest. Are you completely happy with the way you look? Be honest.
No.
Right.
I'm sure somebody out there's like, oh, seriously? I know.
Yeah.
I mean, because I am that little size person. Always been that way.
Who's your biggest critic?
I am.
Right.
I am. And so that's what I'm saying. I take a lot of heat for my own self, and it's a lot of energy sucking that I do, and you know, for myself. I'm not awful about it. I'm not crazy about it. But of course, I absolutely do.
Yeah. And I'm not completely happy with who I am or what I am or how I look, but you got to learn to make the best of it and just be happy.
I know.
Be happy.
You be you.
You be you. As always, you can reach us at chicktochick@penwatch.org, and we are all over social media. Our handle, chicktochickusa.
Yeah, and exactly. But if you're a podcast kind of gal, you can always catch us on Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play. The point is, you can find us just about anywhere.
We are everywhere. We'd love to hear from you, and we will be back soon to chirp about another topic.